This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The polling state for Lok Sabha elections is reaching its completion as the seventh and final phase of the elections begins tomorrow in 57 Lok Sabha constituencies across 8 states and a union territory. In this phase, 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats in Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh will go to polls. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. Political fate of prominent leaders, including senior BJP leaders Narendra Modi and Anurag Thakur, Congress leader Vikramaditya Singh, as well as TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee, will be sealed in the EVMs. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting in these areas. State Chief Electoral Officers, District Election Officers and State Machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. In Karnataka, Hassan, JDS Member of Parliament, facing sex abuse charges, Prajwal Revanna was arrested in Bengaluru International Airport last night after his arrival from Munich. The special investigation team took Prajwal Revanna in custody and will be producing him before the court and interrogate him about the sexual abuse charges against him. The special investigation team was formed after sleaze video clips of the sexual acts went viral involving Prajwal Revanna and after the accused had left for overseas on 26 April. Prajwal Revanna had filed anticipatory bail pleas at the principal city and sessions court for elected representatives and is posted for hearing today. Sharjah Chamber of Commerce and Industry, SCCI, hosted the Sharjah India Business Forum, urging Indian companies to capitalize on Sharjah's investment prospects and dynamic business climate. Held at SCCI's headquarters, the forum showcased Sharjah's advanced infrastructure and promising market, driven by economic diversification and investment in key sectors. The event followed a visit by India's PhD Chamber of Commerce, an industry delegation comprising companies from strategic sectors like fintech, agriculture, healthcare, IT, infrastructure and chemical manufacturing. In Jammu and Kashmir, the death toll following yesterday's accident has mounted to 22. The mishap occurred when an overloaded bus carrying pilgrims hailing from Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan to Shiv Khodi in Riyasi district rolled down into a deep gorge in Akhnoor area of Jammu district, 69 others injured following the accident. In the meantime, District Magistrate Jammu has ordered a magisterial inquiry to investigate the cause of accident. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi express condolences to the families of deceased. India Meteorological Department has forecast a severe heat wave conditions over northwest and central India will start to reduce gradually from today. These regions include parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha. Meanwhile, the IMD has also forecast that southwest monsoon has advanced over Kerala and most parts of northeast India. The weather agency said that widespread to moderate rainfall, thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will descend over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Sikkim during the next 6 days. In Odisha, 14 people died of suspected heat stroke in Sundargarh district as the mercury shot up in most parts of the eastern state. As per report, 10 persons died at the Rourkela government hospital within a span of 6 hours last afternoon. Odisha is going through an intense heat wave condition. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has given Ukraine permission to strike certain areas inside Russia with U.S.-provided weapons. According to media report, Washington allowed Kyiv to use U.S.-provided weapons for counter-fire purposes and solely against sites near Russia's border with Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region. In World Olympic Boxing Qualifier in Bangkok, Thailand, India's Anukshita Boro in 60kg category entered the quarterfinals with 4-1 win over Kazakh pugilist. Nishan Dev in 71kg also entered the quarterfinals with a convincing 5-0 win over Pirapat Yajungyan of Thailand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.